House of EdTech, episode number 57.
Hey, this is Tom Murray from the Alliance for Excellent Education, and you are listening to the House of EdTech with Chris Nessie.
This episode of the House of EdTech is brought to you by Grammarly. Check your grammar right from your browser or from Grammarly's free desktop app for Windows and Mac. Improve your writing in emails, documents, social media posts, messages, and more. For more, go to chrisnessie.com/grammarly. Welcome to the House of EdTech podcast. I am your host, Christopher Nessie. And the House of EdTech explores how technology is changing the way teachers teach and the impact that technology is having in education. My objectives include discussing technology that is changing our classrooms and schools and sharing tools and tips that you can hear about today and use tomorrow. I talk to teachers, leaders, and creators just like you and have them share their stories. The purpose? Whether you use it or not, technology is changing the way we teach and how our students learn. And welcome back to another awesome episode of the House of EdTech podcast. This is the 2016 House of EdTech, EdTech Final Four. That's a mouthful. But we are here. It is the end of March 2016. College basketball has center stage. But for you, right here, right now, it's all about EdTech. And this episode has four really cool EdTech recommendations. So there is not going to be the regular EdTech recommendation segment on this episode because I'm going to give you four, count them, four awesome EdTech recommendations. But also in this episode, I am going to share an EdTech thought. Of course, we have a House of EdTech VIP and, yes, the EdTech Final Four. But first, we have some awesome audio feedback, and this would actually qualify as the first submitted question to the segment that I've been pitching to you for a while now, where I'm asking you to send me your questions, your comments about something EdTech related, something you want to know how to do, or just you want my opinion on something. So this actually comes to us from the other side of the world. Of course, if you're in this part of the world, then it's just your side of the world. But what am I talking about? Let's go to the House of EdTech answering machine.
You have one new message.
Hi, Chris. This is Junaid Ahmed, and I'm a economics teacher in Beijing, China. Next year, I'm starting a job as a economics teacher at a British international school, and I'm also going to be completing my master's in learning technology and education. What I wanted to do is speak to the principal about developing a technology integration specialist or learning technology specialist role at the school, which he seemed keen to do in my initial interview. So I'm a little bit not unsure about how to approach this. I don't know if my qualification, I feel my qualification enables me to be suitable for the position, but I don't know how to go about the next steps. Like, I'm going to school where this position doesn't exist. Is there any advice you could give me about how to help the school shape this role? Really enjoying the show, and thank you for everything that you do.
Junaid, thank you for sending in that feedback first and foremost. I really appreciate it, and thank you for being a listener and a part of the House of EdTech community. Now, to address your point, the way I'm going to suggest that you go about this is really simple. You're going to a school where a job you want to do doesn't exist. What I would suggest is you write the job description for what you want to do. Don't just go to your new principal and say, hey, remember when I interviewed and we kind of talked about this job, and you kind of come to the administration with more questions rather than answers. It's my firm belief that you want to go into that meeting with your new administration, the principal in this case, and you want to have the solution. You are the solution. And on paper, you want to put down the job description of the job that you want to do with the job, from everything from the title, I don't know if you could put down the pay because you've already been hired, but, you know, go to him with, here's the title, integration technology specialist, technology integration coach, whatever you think is appropriate for the school that you're going to, and then put down on the paper the bullet points of the job description. I can't give you, I'm not going to give you anything specific that should be on there, but what I would say is look for similar jobs based on those recommended job titles that I had just mentioned, and find out what goes into those job descriptions. What are they responsible for? Somebody who's in a position that you want to do. And then since they don't have the position, my recommendation is going to be take out the stuff that you don't think is relevant. You can get it really well worded by looking at other resources. And part of your message that I didn't include was, Junaid, that you were going to send me an email. So please connect with me via email and perhaps we can work on that together. And I'd be more than willing to help you craft a job description for this position that you're interested in doing. Keep us posted. And again, touch base with me via email. You sent this in via SpeakPipe on my website, so thank you for that. But again, just craft the job description for the job that you want to do. And I can get more specific if we talk one-on-one. Maybe we could work that out. You know, hey, come on the show. Why don't we do that? Let's make that happen. And I'm sure I can also put you in touch with people who are doing a similar job. And certainly by communicating with me, I can help you craft that job description. And best of luck to you. It sounds like an amazing opportunity if they're able to basically hand you a job that you want to do. And I don't know if this is in addition to the teaching that you'd be doing. So that would actually be my question. So, but please let me know that as well. And, you know, thank you for sending in your question. And I hope this helps. If it didn't, again, let's touch base and, you know, we can work through it and, you know, that'll be fun. And this was fun to do finally that I got some audio that I could, you know, do this with. So thank you again. And for everybody else, if you'd like to send in a question, a comment, a concern, and you'd like me to address it, you can do that by tweeting me, use the hashtag House of Ed Tech. You can connect with me on Voxer, send it to @MrNessie, MRNESI, or you can call the voicemail feedback line at 732-903-4869. And if you are also in Beijing, China, I don't recommend that you call my New Jersey hotline. Do SpeakPipe, do Voxer, get me the audio that way. So thank you for that. And now let's get into this episode's EdTech Thought. For this episode's EdTech Thought, I'm calling this Broadcast Your Learning. In a recent tweet, I brought up the topic and publicly questioned the apparent lack of streaming that does or doesn't take place in education when it comes to conferences and workshops that we attend. There are so many conferences that take place every day, every weekend throughout not just the school year, but the calendar year. And I am finding that people don't take advantage of the ability to stream or broadcast a lot of the great sessions and learning that are taking place. Now, I follow a lot of people on Periscope, and I get notifications that, you know, they're in Disney World or, you know, first grade is doing this. But what I'd like to see more of is people, and you know what, I am guilty of this because I haven't done it yet myself. And as I'm recording this, I haven't been to a conference where I've had the opportunity to put my money where my mouth is, so to speak. So I'm guilty as charged. But let's take some time at conferences and let's do some more Periscoping. If you're using Meerkat, whatever your streaming platform is, and you're in a session, let's broadcast that. Why aren't we doing that? I'm sure you've followed a conference hashtag, whether you were at the conference or not, but if you're at a conference, fire up Periscope. You know, broadcast out the learning, take questions. Obviously, be considerate and polite to the person who's presenting, You may need to check for permission with the person who's presenting the workshop or PD session that you're in, or even the conference organizers to see if that's allowed. But I'd like to see more broadcasting of the conferences that we go to. And I can promise you right here as I record this episode that when I attend conferences, you will start to see more Periscopes from me about the sessions I am in. So connect with me on Periscope, and I look forward to seeing your comments on Periscope and letting you learn alongside of me. I mean, it's that simple. If you agree, I hope to see you doing the same thing. If you don't think that people should be Periscoping or live streaming conferences they attend, I'd love to hear the other side of this argument. I don't think it's an argument. I'm really enamored by the idea of streaming and sharing the learning. So I'd like to know your thoughts on that too. So shoot me an email, Twitter, Voxer, you know the deal. If you don't know the deal, well, just hang on and I'll give you the contact information again at the end of the show. But for now, that is my EdTech thought. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go live to some undisclosed athletic-type location for the 2016 House of EdTech, EdTech Final Four. I am your host here today. This, of course, is Chris Nessie. And the crowd, as you can hear, is starting to go crazy as we are ready for the 2016 House of EdTech, EdTech Final Four. So, what I'm going to be sharing with you are my final four picks since last year. Some of this technology is brand new. Some of this technology has been around, but hey, you know, Duke is good one year, not good the next. Such is life. Not that I'm saying I'm a Duke fan or putting you down if you're a Duke fan. Personally, in my final four this year, I did pick Villanova. So possibly they won or I got really lucky, but I am a big Villanova going to the Final Four fan. So we'll see how that plays out. So the first piece of technology that I'd like to share with you, and I believe I've talked about it here on the show, you may have seen me using it, but the first one is blab.im. That's blab.im. What is Blab? Blab lets everyone have their own show. A Blab allows 1 to 4 people to broadcast live and discuss any topic they choose. These content and topic-driven conversations provide an opportunity for participants to be highly engaged. You can use the built-in chat, or you can take callers and let other people join your Blab. These conversations can also be recorded, and when you're finished, you can download the MP3 audio and/or the MP4 video file. You can also export the video right to your YouTube channel if you have one. If you're looking for a platform that will allow you to create and share awesome content, this is a great place for beginning and expert content creators. How are people using Blab? You can find or host Blabs as after shows for your favorite TV show. You can conduct an interview. You can even record a podcast live. And you can also conduct coaching and teaching sessions. And you can also have just general and topic-driven discussions. I'm on Blab a few times a week. Stacy Lindis, AJ Bianco, and I do the hashtag podcast PD chat on Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, where we're talking podcasting and education. And as of this recording, we recently moved back to Twitter for our half-hour two-question chat. And then I'm going on Blab, and Stacy and AJ join me as they're available at 9 o'clock for a post-Twitter chat Blab. So you could check that out on Sundays. And every 2 weeks, the Ed Justice League and I run a new chat show, whatever you want to call it, called hashtag Shift Ed. And we do that on Blab, where we take your input and we have a topic and we come prepared to talk about that topic. So definitely check that out. And you can find more about that by following the hashtag Shift Ed on Twitter and also podcast PD on Twitter. So BlabIM is the first entry in this year's EdTech Final Four. All right, and we are back here on the floor. The crowd is still having a great time. And the next entry in this year's EdTech Final Four is a brand new player on the scene. This is Anchor.fm. Anchor is radio by the people, where any voice can join the conversation. Anchor is a free iPhone app that makes it easy to broadcast short audio clips to a global audience in seconds. Think of Anchor like Twitter, but with audio. Your listeners can talk back, sparking instant group conversations that were never possible before. When not recording, listen to authentic humor, knowledge, inspiration, and debate from Anchor's global collective group of people. Recording voice in Anchor is incredibly easy. You simply hold your phone up to your ear, just like talking on the phone, and best of all, anyone can interact and respond, because Anchor's, these waves as they call them, they're public, as opposed to technology like Voxer, which is private one-on-one or private group conversation. But in Anchor, creating instant discussions that were never possible before on the internet is now possible. And once published, your conversations can be shared as podcasts, and they can be heard all over the web. And listening is just as easy. Just tap play and put your phone in your back pocket or connect it to your car radio, and you can hear a continuous stream of audio just like listening to the radio, except you can also do it anytime and anywhere, just like listening to a podcast. So with Anchor, the highlights, what you can do. You can easily broadcast two-minute audio clips. Think of these like mini podcasts. Recording is as simple as talking on the phone. You can respond to anyone else with your voice, instantly creating a conversation. And as a responder, you have 1 minute to have your response. You can listen to hours of interesting audio from people all over the world, just like listening to the radio. You can discover people to follow based on your interests or by connecting your contacts and your Twitter account. You can share any conversation to iMessage, Facebook, Twitter, or text or email. You can also embed recordings on your website or blog, which is really cool. And you can listen to entire conversations on the web through their website, just like listening to a podcast. So check out anchor.fm, that's ANCHOR.FM. And that is entry number 2 in this year's EdTech Final Four. And we are here as the third entry is coming out of the tunnel. Last year at the 2015 EdTech Final Four, which you can find over on chrisnessy.com, last year one of the popular entries, or one of the entries, was Erasma, which is augmented reality. And that's a really cool app, still out there, still worth checking out if you haven't done that yet. But a new augmented reality app that's hot on the scene, making a major play this season, is Wallame. That's W-A-L-L-A-M-E. With Wallame, you can hide messages in the real world. Leave a message on the wall or somewhere in a real place that can be seen only by those you want. It's a funny way to hide private messages in public places. Take a picture of a wall near you, add pictures or freehand sketches, and share your creations with your friends. Your augmented reality wall can then be viewed by your friends when they are in the location you created it in. You can also make your wall public so everyone passing by the physical location can use Wallame, the app on their device, Android or iOS, to see your augmented reality wall. Wallame makes creating your own virtual reality easy. You can be creative with beautiful stencils, freehand drawing tools, geolocation, and image sharing features. Enjoy the live image stream of public walls being created worldwide within the Wallame app. Wallame includes augmented reality, again, geolocation, beautiful stickers that are digital, drawing and painting tools, sharing features, image streaming, hearts and comments, which are typical to most social platforms, and also the ability to access your camera. So this is a really cool way where you can add your own pictures and stickers and compose beautiful virtual images. Wallame is your best choice for sharing augmented reality messages with your friends, capturing images with the camera and creating augmented reality drawings. Again, it's free for iOS and Android, and you could check out their site, which is walla.me, walla.me. And this has some great applications in the classroom. You can use it around your school, within your district. So I suggest that you give this a try. I've played with it, and I recommend that you give it a try as well. And that is team number three in this year's EdTech Final Four. And last but not least, our fourth entry into this year's EdTech Final Four. This is a great new learning platform, Course Designer, known as Versal. V-E-R-S-A-L. Versal is a new way for anyone to teach virtually anything in an interactive way. Everyone is an expert at something, and I've been saying that for over a year now. But right now, if you want to share knowledge online, you're mostly limited to blogs, videos, slide decks, and to some extent, a podcast like this. But learning experiences are so much more powerful when they're interactive. Versal is a new way for anyone to create interactive online learning experiences and share them with the world. From full courses to short lessons and homework assignments, people can create unique experiences for students and embed them virtually anywhere on the web. A big feature that is very positive in the education community with Versal is that Versal connects to Google Apps for Education. Now, Versal is a freemium platform, but with a free account as a teacher, you can do the following. You can, number one, create a public course. You can use unlimited gadgets, which are the interactive features of the course. You can also have in-course collaboration. It will host your course, and you could also embed websites and blogs into your course, and you can also embed your course into your existing website or blog. If you want more information about the paid options, go to versal.com/upgrade, and that'll give you all the pricing information, but this is definitely worth trying out. And something I'm experimenting with right now with Versal is designing a how-to podcast course. So I think that's one of the things I set out to do at the beginning of the year, in addition to writing a book and doing a live episode, which I haven't forgotten about. All of those things are currently in the works. So I'm using Versal to design a course that maybe you want to learn how to do your own podcast that I will offer up to you to check out. So it's really easy, and I'm having a lot of fun using this platform, so definitely go and check it out at versal.com. And that is the last entry in this year's House of EdTech, EdTech Final Four. So just to recap, I hope you guys enjoyed the crowd music and the thrill of athletics at this time of year, as I'm also getting excited for the baseball season to open up here at the beginning of April. Very excited. If I haven't said this in the past, and I believe I have, I'm a Yankee fan and I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. You want to talk baseball? We could do that too. Maybe not here on the show, but hey, connect with me on Voxer. I like to talk about all sorts of things and connect with all sorts of people. But to recap this year's EdTech Final Four, our entries and finalists were blab.im, anchor.fm, Wallamy, and Versal. So we have two awesome apps that allow you to create content that people can consume, whether it's video or audio with Blab, and specifically audio with anchor.fm. I'm still big into virtual reality, augmented reality, so I was really excited when I came across Wallamy just really a short time ago, and I knew even back in February when I came across this app that this was going to be in this episode. So you're welcome, but make sure you go check it out. And Versal, which I'm also having fun playing with as I design this how to create your own podcast course, which I'm looking forward to sharing later this year, or actually as I have been creating and working on this course, it's a daunting task. And it's daunting because creating a podcast can be daunting. But I'm hoping that, you know, putting my spin on the creation of a podcast, that, you know, that'll help you learn if it's something you're interested in, or if it's not for you, that if you know anybody who is interested in creating their own podcast, that you might share this course that I'm working on with somebody else. But you heard it here first. So that's the EdTech Final Four. Now, as with every sporting event and every episode of the podcast, we have to get to our House of EdTech VIP. Congratulations to this episode's House of EdTech VIP, Mr. Jamie Joshua. Jamie Joshua is a high school math teacher who is my colleague at my high school that I work at. He is a graduate of Morehouse with a Bachelor of Science in Math, and he got his teaching certificate from UNC Greensboro. He is not a teacher first in terms of his career. He held a number of other jobs, including an engineering position, and he then kind of came into teaching. And Jamie has been a pleasure to work with since I've known him the last couple of years. And this year specifically, we've gotten even closer because he covers my lunch every other day in our block schedule model. And I typically don't take my lunch, but I do talk to Jamie every other day. And for that half hour, 40 minutes, we are talking EdTech integration. So Jamie has basically had one-on-one time with me, and I have helped him now initiate flipping his classroom, integrating a lot of awesome technology such as Nearpod and Kahoot, and even Versal, which I mentioned during this episode's and this year's EdTech Final Four. So Jamie is super creative. He is an inspirational teacher to his students, and he is a pleasure to talk to about anything. He's just that kind of guy. He's a nice guy. And you need to connect with Jamie. He's relatively new to Twitter, but please connect with Jamie. Tell him I sent you. And Jamie's Twitter name is Mr. Joshua Math. That's MRJOSHUAMATH. And he is really inspired to connect and grow his PLN. So I hope that you'll be a part of his PLN and help him in any way that you can. And I know you can. So please do that. And to you, Jamie, congratulations. You are a House of EdTech VIP. And that's going to do it for this episode of the House of EdTech and the 2016 EdTech Final Four. Thank you again to my supporter this episode, Grammarly, Grammarly. And if you spell Grammarly with an E, well, then you definitely need to go to chrisnessy.com/Grammarly and add Grammarly to your browser, to your desktop, and improve your writing. So be sure to head over again to chrisnessy.com/Grammarly. Now, keep the conversation going for this episode and visit the show notes page, which can be found at chrisnessy.com/57. The show notes for this episode are going to contain all the links for each of the EdTech Final Four participants. So Blab, Versal, Wallamy, and Anchor.fm. All the links are going to be there. And yeah, you got to check it out. Check out the show notes for the episodes. I'd love to connect with you personally, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on the information and resources that I shared in this episode. And if you've been a longtime listener, other episodes, it's never too late to send in feedback or ask a question. Also, real quick, big shout out to Karina Gonzalez, former guest of the podcast. She'll be a guest again. She is the House of EdTech website police. She sent me a lot of helpful hints and tips for broken links that I've been able to correct. So actually, if you ever see something that's not working on the site, please let me know so that way I can fix it, so I don't embarrass myself as a web designer and graphic person and somebody who wants to create solid, reliable content. what else are we doing here to close out the show? Oh yeah, please send feedback, of course. Go to the share feedback button on the website, and that's going to give you my email and all the ways to connect with me. Connect on Twitter at Mr. Nessie and use the hashtag House of Ed Tech. And if you want to send in your questions or comments that you'd like to have me discuss, please use the hashtag House of Ed Tech, connect on Voxer, or call the feedback line 732-903-4869. Now, if you enjoyed the House of Ed Tech, this episode or other episodes, and of course you do, number one, go tell somebody. That's the best way to help share what I'm doing. Also, rate and review the podcast on iTunes. An honest rating and review is going to help keep the show front and center for others to discover and enjoy. On the next episode, I'm going to be talking to not one but two awesome guest co-hosts, AJ Bianco and Adam Schoenbart. And we're going to be talking about life after EdCamp. Episode 58 comes out on April 10th. Until next time, thanks for joining me. And remember, using technology isn't difficult, baby. Just give it a try. The House of Ed Tech is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. The Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. For more, go to edupodcastnetwork.com.